Thursday PacWest Conference men's basketball matchup featuring the Seasiders from BYU Hawaii and your Dominican University Penguins. The PacWest Conference promotes good sportsmanship by student athletes, coaches, and spectators, and requests your cooperation by supporting the participants and officials in a positive manner. Profanity, racial, or sexist comments, or other intimidating actions directed at officials, student athletes, coaches, or team representatives will not be tolerated and are grounds for removal from the site of competition. Also, consumption or possession of alcoholic beverages and tobacco products is strictly prohibited. Any spectators that enter the court at any time will be removed from the site of competition. Tonight's officials. Are Horace Shields, Jeff Ketchew, and Richard Patterson. Thank you, gentlemen. At this time, we ask that you please rise and kindly remove your caps as we honor America and the brave men and women who serve our great nation at home and around the world.
Good timing.
And now, let's meet the starting lineups first for the Seasiders from BYU Hawaii, as announced by head coach Ken Wagner. At one guard is number 2, Justin Yamzon. The other guard is number 3, Tanner Nelson. At one forward is number 5, Corey Lang. The other forward is number 12, Scott Friel. And at center, number 30, Ian Harward. Now, let's meet the starting lineup for your Dominican University Penguins. At one guard, from Tokyo, Japan, number 21, Rio Tawatari. The other guard, from Yuba City, California, number 30, Matt Hayes. At one forward, from Carson, California, number 3, Reverend Maduakor. The other forward, from Stockholm, Sweden, number 33, Carl Ornier. And the man in the middle, from Chino, California, number 23, Josh Ramirez. Your Penguins are coached by Booker T. Harris. Assistant coaches Rich Mendoza, Kurt Bond, and Dominique Taplin. And the one member you can't do without, Joanna D'Amato.
All right, everybody, welcome. Welcome. 2016 Penguin Basketball on the air from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. Yours truly, Stuart Horn. Well, the women stomped all over the Lady Seasiders 97-81, and Booker and the guys would love to do the same tonight. First broadcast of the 2016 part of the campaign. Booker and the guys come in tonight 2-1 in PacWest play. Seasiders 3-1. Seasiders, a bunch of big dudes. Watching them warm up, really something. Ornair in the middle, and we are underway. He goes up against Ian Harward. And Harward is a gigantic 6'11 senior out of Orem, Utah. And he gets the better of Ornair. So the Penguins defending the northern hoop off to our right. Reverend Muduakor gets a hand on it as it's spun out of control. Justin Yamzon fires air ball from the left side, and Hayes throws it away on the Penguins' first possession of the night. Tawatari gets wrapped up with Yamzon, and it's going to be Penguin ball. 19:26 to go. Tawatari, when he went down, he hit that right elbow really hard on the floor of the Conlin Center. And already dinged up. 19:15, Revs got it top of the key, left side, Tawatari. Ramirez gets it over to Matt, and Hayes opens the night with a tray ball. Tawatari steals it on the way in, then no looks it back. It goes off of the hip of Hayes, and Tawatari knocks it down, 18:50. The Penguins' lead is 5 out of nowhere. Up and under, and a foul committed against the 6'11 senior Ian Harward. And it looks like it was committed by Josh Ramirez, the 6'6 junior out of Chino. Ramirez, Muduakor, Tawatari, Hayes, and Ornair on the floor for Booker T. Harris as the first one by Harward is good. 5-1 Penguins lead. So a flurry of action in the first 60 seconds of this one. And Harward knocks down the second one. 6'11", the biggest dude on the court. And I mean by a mile. Inbounds Hayes. Two in the backcourt. And Tawatari brings it up to Matt across the insignia. 21 on the shot. 18 and a half to go in the first. Hayes almost has it stripped away, and Ornair doesn't see it. A loose ball. Harward comes up with it. They bring it up to Yamzon. Check it. Scott Friel, who spins 360 and gets it to go. 18-15, 5-4. Penguins open with 5. Seasiders answer with 4 of their own. Penguins have committed just the single foul, and that was on Ramirez. Seasiders, so far no fouls. Tawatari to the top of the key, and Revs got it out on the wing. 18 minutes to go in the first half. Lots and lots of basketball to go. Ramirez has it stripped away by Friel, and now Matt Hayes steals it back. Revs got it one-on-one over to Ornair on the way. Slam dunk, Carl. 7-4, Stockholm, Sweden. Ornair, good for 2. 17 and a half to go. Yamzon with Matt Hayes plastered to him. Picks up a screen from Harward. Ornair with a rejection. All ball, BYU's ball. Inbounds, Friel. He's got trouble. Hayes dives on it. Loose ball jumper. Penguins are going to get the ball back. Tawatari comes over for a quick word with Mendoza. Rich Mendoza, the veteran assistant coach in his 5th year with Booker. Came in with Booker, 7-4 Penguins, Muduakor, left side, Hayes in the corner. Hayes, dribble drive, Hayes, air ball. A lot of traffic as Corey Lang got in his way. 17:05 to go, 7-4 Penguins on top of this one. Friel comes up with Tawatari, slams into Ornair, and he gets the bucket, and they wave it off. and rightfully so. Friel with a foul. And he was moving all over the place. And you can't do that. You've got to come set. 7-4, 16:50 to go. Matt Hayes now across the timeline. Over to Rio Tawatari, first-year man with Booker. As we're coming up on 16 and a half in the first half, driving in baseline is Hayes. A kick out to Ramirez. Good. Ramirez lying in wait right in the middle of the paint. And that was a beautifully scripted play. That was Booker T. Harris all over it. 16 and a half, long three on the right side. Check it, left wing, no. Hayes comes down with it. He had a wide open Mutu Akor, but he goes to Tawatari instead. Hayes backs up, three ball. Matt Hayes, long range! 12-4 Hayes. Wow. Hayes at 26 and a half feet knocks down the bucket going into the timeout. 16:12 to go. Are you kidding me? Matt Hayes, once again, Penguin Radio.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that Penguin Radio started in the year 2000 and has been broadcasting 24/7 for 13 years? Penguin Radio has been ranked top 20 in the nation among online college radio. DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah, well, as you can tell, that little clip was a couple of years old, because now it's 16 years, celebrating our 16th year right here on Penguin Radio, broadcasting worldwide. Every DU basketball game broadcast worldwide, not only on Penguin Radio, but also on the Stretch Network. So Penguin Radio Worldwide is free, of course, our gift to you. For a couple of bucks, you can go to the Stretch Network, and that's available at DominicanAthletics.com/live. And for a couple of bucks, you can watch the game. You still get the call from Penguin Radio and yours truly. But you can also watch it online, and that's kind of cool. All proceeds go to Dominican Athletics. Speaking of Dominican Athletics, our athletics director here at the Conlin Center is Amy Henkelman. And we're back underway, and Rio Tawatari, right in front of the broadcasting area, picks up his first personal. And bringing it in right in front of the broadcasting area is Corey Lang. Penguins are on defense, 16:02, so Tawatari picks up his first. Lang's got it top of the key, right side, Friel. Christopher Schwartz-Edmiston gets ready to enter the game for the first time tonight, along with Quentin Mendoza. And there's a soft, kind of an alley-oop play right in front of the bucket. Not kind of, that's exactly what it was. Friel gets in there and breaks it up. And also entering for Booker is Seth Turner. So Turner, Edmiston, and Mendoza. Mendoza, the 5'8 junior out of Santa Rosa. And of course, Edmiston, the 6'3 senior out of Sacto. Now whistles, and I'm not sure why. Oh, I see. They need a squeegee out in the restricted area. They're kind of sweaty out there, I guess. They also need an adjustment on the shot clock. They got to go 28. It's sitting at 30 right now. So until they get that corrected, there we go. Now we're ready to go. Friel has it on the end line. Off to my right, the Penguins defending the northern hoop. The hoop farthest from the main entrance. And a walk by Tanner Nelson. Reverend Mutu Akor will bring it in, and he does so, and we're back underway as Mendoza brings it up. Montgomery High grad Mendoza now with Booker T. Harris, has it on the left wing. Ornair down low, posting up, no way. Ornair cannot think about going over Harward, not from close range. Mutu Akor picked up the loose ball and then was called for a travel. 15-16 to go, 12-4. Penguins lead this one against the 3-1 Conference Hawaiis. Justin Yamzon now controlling the BYU side of the ball. Penguins on big defense. Nelson walks it up and gets it to Harward at the last second. Very close range. Harward easily with the deuce. 12-6 Penguins. Armstrong now down low. Edmiston, Reverend driving. Reverend kick out. Ornair got a clean look. Oh, Ornair went for the slam and had it stripped away by Friel. All the way up to Lang, works it to Nelson. Two. Nelson with another bucket, 12-8, 14-26. Christopher Schwartz Edmiston brings it up. Reverend, left side, kick out. Three ball from the corner, Mendoza, no. Penguins, Mutu, of course, right there to put it back. He can't get it to fall. 14-10, another unforced turnover. As Nelson pinched it between his wrist and his left hip, but no whistle. 14 minutes to go in the first half. Tanner Nelson, dump off to Lang. Now top to Friel, working it outside, eight on the shot. Down low, Ornair stuck a foot out as Nelson gets to Friel, who backs up. Loose ball. Mendoza over to... What a great play by Mendoza to dump it off to Turner. Back down low, Mendoza. Kick out, Ornair whistles, off ball. BYU ball. On the play, Mutu Okor will come out. And for the first time tonight, Russell Davis will get his minutes. 13:31 to go, Penguins by four. B.J. Ford and Justin Park have entered the game. Park, a 6'5" sophomore out of Mesa, and Ford out of Payson, Utah, a 6'2" senior, 13.5. Penguins by four, but playing defense as Yamzon brings it up violently. And the shot from the left side is B.J. Ford, no. Penguins get the rebound. And the Penguins now are setting up as C.J. Thomas gets ready to come into the game. Ornair, three ball on the way. Straight away, can't get it to fall. But the rebound is clean by Turner. Edmiston, left side. Heaves it to the left where Davis is lying in wait. Back over to Edmiston in the right wing. Top of the key, now Carl. Now down low, throws it away. Intended for Davis. Too many Hawaii hands over there. As Tanner converts from the right wing, and that was a little too easy. 12-10, 12:34 to go. Penguins by two. Mendoza to the right side, Edmiston softly, yes. 12-footer by Edmiston, and that puts the DUs up by four. Penguins doing what they can to keep this explosively offensive group of BYU Seasiders at bay. All they can possibly hope for is to keep them way outside. And they're working the ball beautifully, but the DU's defense has been very, very, very tough on the BYUs, and that's three varies. 11:45 to go. That's a lot of varies. They're very tough on the BYUs. Penguins by four, and the DUs have the ball. Ornair passes it off to Chris. Edmiston, long three ball. Edmiston! Christopher Schwartz Edmiston, as he has done since the day he arrived, is the highest scoring high school player in the state at that time. Has shown the conference the way it is done, and he does it all over the court. Immediate timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know. The Forest Meadows Amphitheater is located past the Conlon Recreation Center, encircled by the tennis courts and Kennelly Field. It is currently being used by the Marin Shakespeare Company to host the Shakespeare Festival in the fall. They have used this amphitheater since 1967. This location was used to hold a university's commencement ceremony up until 2012. This has been DU Did You Know, brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
Well, thank you very much, DJ Treble. Our little DU Did You Know snippets of interesting little factoids about Dominican. Everything from the Alemany Library to the amphitheater, as you just heard. All kinds of cool things about the campus. And our Penguin Radio DJs reflect on those. And we bring those to you at each break. And it's really nice to hear from our DJs. It's just a great thing. Dominican is a close-knit family, that's for sure. Here we go, fans. We're back underway, 11:21 to go. And just on the inbounds, very quickly, Justin Park gets the ball and immediately walks with it, having been defensively accosted by Seth Turner. That Turner was just too much for him, period. 17-10 Penguins with the ball. CJ's in there now. Thomas to Edmiston, right side. God! Three ball again! Edmiston from that right wing. And you talk about in the wheelhouse. It wasn't that long ago, I would say, that kid can't miss, but he's no kid anymore, I'll tell you. Up and under the Penguins' defense against Harward is too tough. Seth now right side. CJ, loose ball. Penguins are able to hold on to it. Davis now. Coach up on his feet, screaming out yellow. 10:37. Yellow's the play. CJ left side. 2010 Penguins. Mendoza's got it. Uh-oh, CJ loose balls. The shot clock runs down and he gives it up. Brody Berry has come into the game and he's got it. A 6'1 sophomore out of Highland, Utah. Three ball. From long range, B.J. Ford can't get it to fall. The rebound by Ian Harward, and he's fouled. Yep. 10-12 to go. Harward to the line, the big fella. Harward at 6'11 is out of Orem, Utah. A senior with the left leg kind of bandaged up with one of those softies up the calf, and the first one is good. 10-12 after Harward fires off the second. It's on the way and it rattles down. Hit the front of the rim and then came in off the window. Scott Friel is back in there for BYU and the Penguins' lead is 8. Coming up on 10 minutes in the first half. Thomas drives in, sends one of the BYUs down to the floor. Russell Davis ends up with the ball. And a nice bent wrist move from right under the bucket, and he gets it to fall. Davis slips at midcourt on something. Clearly somebody's dripping. 9:40 to go, 16 on the shot. Penguins on defense, down low. Park's got it, and Park has too many Penguins in his face. Thomas with some great defense. Loose ball off the front of the rim, and the Penguins can't get it. Easy three, Nelson, no! Rebound Thomas. Edmiston right side, Edmiston window. Edmiston two! 24-12, Edmiston has got it going right now. Tanner Nelson out on the right wing has Thomas riding him. Literally, Thomas was riding as Nelson tried to drive in. It was pure physics. But Thomas was up off of his feet for a step or two. Falling away softly and getting the better of things. Justin Park, deep in the key, gets it to fall and draws a foul. Thomas called with his first.
Hey, lead us in rebound. Come on. Johnson and Lane
And Josh Armstrong will come in place of Russell Davis. With 8:51 to go, 24-14. B.J. Ford back to the bench. Park is on the line. Yam Zahn has re-entered, and the three-point play is complete. Corey Lang in the backcourt. And Mendoza looks over to Booker and picks up the play on his way past the bench. 8:42 to go. Penguins lead is 9. Edmiston softly right side, a little short. Penguins on D. In there tonight for the first time, Salome Wolfgram. And Wolfgram is a big man at 6'4", the sophomore out of Menlo Park. Doesn't list his weight, but I'm guessing 240, 230. He's a big guy, very big. And the Penguins on D again. Top of the key as the Seasiders, Justin Park drives in hard. Right post, knocks it down. Ramirez prepares to re-enter after Justin Park fires from the line. 8:06 to go, 24-15. That was a little too easy. There have been two plays that have been run that is by Hawaii against the Penguins' defense, which has been pretty strong so far, but two plays in particular that have just been simply too easy. Park goes to the line and backspins one to the bottom. Clock rolls 8 minutes. 24-18. Ramirez now top of the key. Ramirez drives in against Wolfgram and whistles. And that's going to be on Wolfgram. Salome Wolfgram. And there's a media timeout. You're listening to NC2A. Division II Penguin basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. Radio.dominican.edu. Really happy everybody's with us for tonight's first broadcast of 2016. We're back in 30 seconds.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know that once a semester, talented students from all over campus come together for Soul Candy. Started in 2009, Soul Candy offers a great way for any Dominican student to share their talents. Expect anything from exotic dancing to soulful poetry. Soul Candy is broadcast on Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
All right, well, thank you very much, DJ Hafo. And that information on Soul Candy, which is run here by Rabbi Henry Schreibman and a group of student drama, music, radio, a bunch of people who are really enthusiastic, are backstage crazies, of which I am happily a part. And Soul Candy is like a talent show, but so, so very much more. If you're ever on campus, mid-semester, and you get a chance to see Soul Candy, or if you're one of the thousands of students listening right now and you've never been to Soul Candy, well, do yourself a favor and check it out. 7:53 to go, 24-18. Matt Hayes, 2-for-3, and 2-for-2 outside on a bit of a roll, along with Edmiston, who so far is 4-for-5 indoors and 2-for-2 outside. They're going to keep an eye on my boy out of Sacto. Ramirez knocks down both from the line, 26-18, 7:50 to go. Penguins on defense as Yam Zahn brings it up. He's got it on the left wing, holds up the left hand, indicating the play as Tauatari is staring him right in the eyes, as Tauatari should be doing. And the shot from close range by Wolfgram comes back right at him. Driving in left side and two gigantic Herculean steps toward the bucket by Josh Armstrong. Ends up in the ball with the ball going out of bounds. He was beyond the top of the key with his first step. And it was just two steps and he was at the end line. 7:23, the clock rolls. Penguins by 8. 26-18. Driving in hard from the top of the key is Seth Turner, the 6'4 junior. Oh, Turner, out of Sunshine Coast, Australia. And he has just been such a good get for Booker. 7 minutes to go, fans. 28-18, the Penguins enjoy a 10-point advantage at this point. Yamzon with a no-look over to Wolf Graham. Now Yamzon on the top of the key, left side. Wolf Graham down low, off the window, up and under. And that was crafty. Salumene Wolf Graham with just an astounding a bit of ball control. 6:35 to go. Matt Hayes, three ball, a little bit deep. From that left corner, Yamzon with the rebound. Yamzon against Tauatari, and he's going to back it out and rethink things. Rio would be much too tough for these 5'7" Yamzon to go against. Tauatari, who's just gotten better since Booker's brought him up. And Hayes with a steal now. Tauatari gets it down low. Ramirez, stops. Ornair, check it. Not Ornair, but Thomas long range. Can't get it to fall. Check it. That was Seth Turner, the 6'4" junior. Seth from long range. And it goes out of bounds on the attempted rebound by Wolf Graham. 6 minutes to go. Oh, quickly inbounds. Seth Turner comes flying in from the left elbow straight away into the eyes of Tauatari, who found him. And in one easy motion, drops it to the bottom of the bucket. 5:44 to go. Penguins force the issue, and BYU has to back out. Corey Lang from long range, left wing, good. Five and a half to go. Penguins by 7 now after Lang knocks down the tray ball. Can the Penguins answer? Whistles on Armstrong, who was tightrope walking the baseline. So Justin Park picks up his first personal, and it looks like he may head back to the bench. And it looks like Ornair and Christopher Schwartz-Edmiston re-enter the game with Tauatari and Hayes and Ramirez.
Yellow, yellow.
And coach calls out yellow. Coming up on 5 minutes. Penguins by 7, 18 on the shot clock. Ornair way out on the right side. Josh Ramirez drives in. Hayes backs up, now drives in. Edmiston three ball on the way. Whistles as it looks like Ramirez is going to pick up his second. And he'll go to the bench with that one. Reverend Maduakor will re-enter the game. The Penguins have committed 6, while BYU Hawaii has only committed 3. 4:59 to go as the squeegees are out. Look, it seems like we could use a legion of squeegee people. You know, back in the day, we used to have these young people from the neighborhood. Kids would come, and they would squeegee the floors. Although that was prior to the Penguins' entrance into the NC2A. So perhaps there are some regulations regarding squeegeeing. Seems like there are regulations with everything in the NC2A. And I wouldn't be surprised if there were regulations relative to who can squeegee and when. Certainly when. But maybe the who. I know the little kids used to get a big kick out of it as I was going through that squeegee diatribe. Justin Yamzon makes his way to the line and scores the first of 2. Gabriel Andrade has come out onto the floor for his first minutes tonight. And it looks like Wolf Graham will head to the bench. Still 4:57. Yamzon back to the line. And he makes them both. And the Penguins' lead is only 5 now, where it was 10 a moment ago. Inside of 5 minutes, and Tauatari has been given the opportunity to bring it up, and he does. He gets it to Christopher Schwartz-Edmiston from the right side, who knocks down the tray. 32-25. Penguin Radio, a worldwide broadcast once again. Welcoming everybody listening in the islands. BYU Hawaii listeners. Shot on goal right side. Corey Lang, Edmiston with the rebound. And then everybody hits the deck. Edmiston and Scott Friel end up on their backs. Friel helps Edmiston up. It's a nice move. And most of the guys in the conference are nice guys, as now the squeegee patrol is back out there. Because I think the reason they all hit the deck was because more squeegee work needs to be done, as Scott Friel is on the squeegee. He's doing a pretty good job of it, too. By the time you get to this level of basketball, you probably squeegee quite a bit. As Mark Carlson, the overhead PA announcer, and I are having a good time with Friel and the squeegeeing thing. And I'm not sure what's going on now, as everybody's under the bucket in the restricted area, inbounds very quickly, and somehow it ends up in the hands of Ian Harward. Long shot, no. Edmiston with a rebound. Penguins by 7. Tauatari's got it. Hayes back over to Ornair, and Harward fouls him way outside the three-point line. And that's what the Penguins need. If anything, get Harward in trouble. Although 4:09 to go in the half, and Harward picks up his first, so he's not likely to, in fact, foul out of the game. He's really quite a great offensive player, but not pushing the envelope defensively, as Edmiston from the left side gets another 12-footer to go. 3:53, Penguins by 9. And there's Friel just going up as hard as he can, but without a lot on it, including his hands, as it gets knocked away, and I believe he's fouled on the play. But a timeout, immediate timeout, and we'll know exactly what Friel is up to when we come back. You're listening to NC2A Division II basketball on the radio home of the Penguins here at Dominican University of California Radio, dominican.edu.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know that Dominican University of California offers dozens of study abroad opportunities every year, from Japan to Australia, Spain to Sweden, Indonesia to South Africa. Find personal growth and professional development through the Study Abroad program only at Dominican University of California. DU Did You Know, brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah, that was DJ Funk Gerald from a couple of years ago. This is like a trip down memory lane listening to all of these little clips. This is so fun. Stuart Horn with you. 3:48 to go. 34-25, the Conlin Center. Our athletics director here at Dominican is Amy Henkelman. And the chair of the communications department is the great Brad Van Alstine. And I mean great. Brad Van Alstine in charge of the communications department, from which this broadcast hails, of course. And on the line is Friel. And Friel throws up a total brick. Short and left. And not like him. This guy is money. And the second one goes. 34-26. Yamzon, Friel, Harward, Lang, and Andrade out there for BYU. Ornair, down low to Mutu Akor. Oh! And somehow, on the play, one of the BYU's got his hand caught in the net and bent the front of the rim down, and they did not call a goaltend. But the rim had been bent down, which would impact the way the ball bounced. But all the referees looked over to Booker immediately and said, no, that was not a goaltend. But from here, it looked like the player's hand got caught in the net, and change the position or the angle of the front of the rim. In which case, well, generally speaking, you're looking at a goaltend, but apparently not. 3:26 to go. We're back underway. Penguins by 8, 34-26. Edmiston left side on the way. Oh, and it went, but they waved it off. Foul committed by Yamzon off ball, and that took three away from the DUs. So they're going to have to do it again. Inbounds Edmiston in the corner. Top of the key, Tauatari coming up on 3 minutes in the half. Edmiston, left wing. Uh-oh. Andrade steals it away against Thomas. No bucket whistle. And it was on Turner. Brother, I said Thomas. Pardon me. Turner needs credit for that one. Because he played very hard against Andrade there, who went one-on-one, and Andrade, for all intents and purposes, had the bucket made. And Turner broke up the play. The first free throw is good. 3:04 when the clock rolls. The second one is missed. Ornair with the rebound, and the play ultimately, thanks to Turner, turned out to be a net of one for the Penguins. Ornair drives in left side. Tauatari three ball deep. Loose ball in the hands of Lang. 2:44 to go. Right side, Andrade on the way. Loose ball. It's bouncing everywhere. No bucket. Turner down with it. Muduakor. Right side, Reverend. No. The putback. Turner is good. 36-27. And Booker's guys just hung with that play until the ball was down. Oh, they just had to stick it out. As that ball was loose, what seemingly forever, Yamzon right side, 12-footer, check it, 19-footer almost. Not 19-9, but about 19. And that's good, 36-29. 2 minutes to go in the first half, Ornair. Left side, Muduakor, the good head fake. Muduakor up and under. Oh, and it laid on the rim, but fell out. 1:45 to go. Yamzon drives in himself off the glass. No, the putback by Friel is no good. Harward, top of the key. Back over to Lang. Harward, low bounce pass. Friel against Ornair, and he's got the deuce. And there's nothing Carl could do. Carl was moving. And you, at some point, have to just give it to him. And a timeout has been called by Booker T. Harris with 1:20 to go. 36-31 when we come back. Booker and the guys are playing BYU very hard. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
All around the world. To the beach, y'all.
DU Did You Know brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know, Dominican University of California's women's basketball team had its best 2014-2015 season in its Division II era so far. The team finished 13-13, 500 overall, led behind head coach Timothy Lacoste and former player of Lacoste, assistant coach Finique Allen, who brought Division I skills, competitiveness, and understanding to a shaken team whose collective previous season record were 34-61, and including last year, a total of 47-74. Dominican women's basketball team recruits top players from top programs and wants to continue to keep the tradition alive and keep moving upward and onward. Go Lady Penguins! DU Did You Know brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
Well, that's very nice. And of course, the women won last night 97-81 against the Lady Seasiders. And we're back underway coming up on 1 minute. Penguin ball, Edmiston, Ornair down low, blocked by Harward. 36-31 with 1:08 to go. And the foul is on Harward, the big man. That's his second. And that'll put Carl Ornair back on the line. First time for Ornair tonight, and he muffed it left.
Rio,
A 550 shooter for Aaron Nair. And he knocks the second one down. Good old Carl Ornair. Boy, he's been a good. There's about four or five guys on this team that have become a real important piece of the puzzle. And Ornair is certainly one of them and has been. 105 to go. Double bonus for the BYUs. And so they'll send Yams on to the line, and that is good as Harward goes to the bench, and re-entering is Salumone Wolfgram. Yamzon makes them both. 37-33. Penguins by four with a minute to go. And Tawatari too wide with the dribble. 33. From his left hand to his right hand, it just got a little too high, a little too wide. And a travel is called. 37-33 with a minute, 59 seconds to go. And now we're back underway, and Yamzon is way out on the left wing. And Yamzon has Reverend Muduakor in his face. Oh, Muduakor with a steal. Perfect anticipation. Loose ball, though, to the other end. And Corey Lang comes up with it. Yamzon now has advantage numbers, and the three ball is missed from Andrade way out on the left wing. Edmiston passes it back off to Tawatari in the backcourt, and they're going to reset. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. Edmiston left wing, Ornair top of the key. 14 shot. Throws it away, loose ball. Andrade had it. And Wolfgram and Ornair fall on it, and I think they're going to call Carl. The whistles were blown, and Carl doesn't look happy. And it's on Ornair. And he was just going hard after the bucket, or after the ball. And now with an opportunity for a couple of freebies, as Salumone Wolfgram on the line.
And the first one is good. 13 seconds to go, 37-34, as Yamzon to the bench. Tanner Nelson re-enters, the 6'3 freshman out of Vancouver, Washington, not Vancouver, BC. And Wolfgram knocks them both down. Penguins by two, 10 seconds. They're going to milk and try and get one last shot off. Tawatari, stutter steps, right side. Seth on the way. Bucket goes and the whistle. Turner with a nice little pass out of Tawatari, who had his hands full driving in. 3.9 seconds to go. The Penguins by four. Carl on the line. Ornair with backspin. Yes. Check it, not Carl. Turner, of course, who scored the important deuce. Carl. 3.9, here it goes. Clock rolls 2-1, no fouls, and Carl gets in the way of Yamzon. And it was a foul. Coach Mendoza was calling out, no fouls, no fouls, but somehow Carl was moving when he got in the way of the driving Yamzon. And now the referees are in conference. As the buzzer went, and the question is, did the foul occur prior to the buzzer or not? We don't have instant replay, so these guys are going to have to discuss exactly what is proper. And they are going to stick with the foul on Carl Ornair, which is going to put Yamzon on the line. And that's his second for Carl. He'd kind of gotten in the way. Yamzon was driving hard with 0.2 seconds on the clock. Carl just somehow found his way right in the path of Yamzon, who makes them both. 0.2 of a second, and they go inbounds, and that's a tough one for Booker and the guys. A 40-37 advantage for the Penguins at the end of the first half. As the Penguins with just 3 seconds to go were looking pretty strong as Seth Turner had drove it in from the right side and was able to connect for the deuce and the three-point to complete things with a three-point play. And then with 0.2 of a second on the clock, can you imagine it? Driving from the end of the court, Justin Yamzon slams into Carl Ornair. Ornair had not come set, and as a result, Yamzon got to go to the line and bring the BYUs within 3 at the half. Woo! That was something. It is so nice to be back here in the Conlin Center with the ladies who were with a decisive victory tonight under Coach Lacoste. And this first half with the guys, which has been just an awesome thing. And I mean that. The power and intensity of both of these teams is quite incredible. And the Penguins look like they are playing beautifully as both teams head to the clubhouse. Well, we have a 14-minute break in between halves, and we will have the rest of this one for you when we return in 14 minutes. You're listening to NC2A, Division II basketball, on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Please stay with us.
Leading scorer in the first half for your Penguins, Turner with 9, Schwartz Edmiston with 14.
Welcome back, everybody. Penguin Radio Live. As the Penguin men under Booker T. Harris have made their way back out onto the floor for the conclusion of tonight's contest against the Seasiders out of BYU Hawaii. 40-37, a very tight ball game for the Penguin men, who led by as many as 10 at one point. And out on the far sideline, awaiting the inbounds for the second half, are the BYUs, who are now attacking the southern hoop off to my left here in the Conlin Center. Down low to Harward, and very quickly it's a one-point ball game. Not a one-Paul ball game, but a one-point ball game. Penguins now on offense. Ornair out on the left wing. Finds Tawatari driving in, and Tawatari throws it away. Harward. Oh, Reverend Mutuakor dives in against Yamzon and sends little old Justin Yamzon flying. And Mutuakor with a foul. And that's his second. Rev going hard after the ball, and sometimes another player gets in the way of it, as was the case at the end of the first half when Carl Ornair got in the way of Yamzon, who then, with 0.2 of a second, was able to score 2 free throws. And under the basket by Friel, who puts the Seasiders up by 1. And the foul is committed by Mutuakor, so he racks up 2 in about 25 seconds. The free throw by Friel is good, and Mutuakor now sits on 3. And the Penguins better get it together, because they trail by a pair. Mutuakor spinning 360 to the top of the key. Tawatari Carl bounces it in there. Close range to Josh Ramirez, the 6'6 junior. And Ramirez, who got the start tonight, is able to tie the ball game at 42 as Friel drives in from the right side. So man for man, BYU a little bit bigger than the Penguins.
but it seems and is exactly as Coach Mendoza in my conference with him prior to the game mentioned, it seems that the Penguins' chance here to get back on top is going to be at the expense of the defense of BYU. Now, is that true? We'll find out. Penguins just coughed up another pair, and now Friel drives in and up and under with an incredibly athletic move with a ton of English off the window. And Friel, with an acrobatic move, the likes of which we've not seen tonight, as he floated under the bucket, 360 spinner in the lane, and banked it in off the window. And that was something. Friel not only drops the circus-style deuce, but draws a foul from Carl Ornaire. And that's his third. And now, early in the second half, Ornaire better watch it. And Booker's going to need Ornaire down the stretch. 46-43. Penguins trail. Tanner Nelson with a foul. 18:07 to go. Diu ball on the short side. Inbounds to Turner. Turner the Aussie back over to Christopher Schwartz Edmiston with a Dr. J style high floating left-handed hook shot. Edmiston knocks one down when Booker needed it. 47-44. 17:45 to go. Friel calls out the play to the left and then squeezes over to the right side. Yams on, butterfingers it out of bounds. As many players will do, Yamzon just looked up a little early. And Ornaire will head to the bench. Re-entering the game, Russell Davis, the 6'3 junior out of Oakland. Bishop O'Dowd Davis, 17:30 to go. Turner to Edmiston. Ramirez rejection as Harward goes in. And the foul is actually on Yamzon. Yamzon got in underneath, and I'm not sure exactly the move because Harward was the guy with the rejection, but Yamzon low is called on it, and that's his second. 47-44. As Josh Ramirez will head to the line. Ramirez, Turner, Davis, Edmiston, and Tauatari. And the first one clanks. Three bounces on the way, and this is one Zabut. Two-point ball game, 47-45, 17-18. And the Penguins now on defense. 16 on the shot. Yamzon's got it against Tauatari. Yamzon, oh, he's spinning 360. He's in trouble. Tauatari steals it away. All alone, Davis easily ties the ball game at 47. There's a nice play as Tauatari was able to break up the play, and it nets a deuce for the DUs. Right side, Penguins on defense. Three ball is launched by Nelson. He missed it a little right, a little deep, and whistles. And it's ultimately called on Tauatari. Penguins now have to get it together with 16 and a half to go. Back and forth, Friel spins 180, can't get it. Schwartz Edmiston hauls it in. Tauatari with a burst of speed right side, wants to slow things up and not try it against Harward. That's just too big of a leap. Harward at 6'11", who's very agile. Coming up on 16 minutes. Tie ball game. Edmiston, three ball, top of the key, no. Tipped away. Turner couldn't hold on to it. Yamzon ends up with it. Friel right side driving. Friel fouled. And that might be on Tauatari. Media timeout, everybody. You're listening to Penguin Radio. Radio.Dominican.edu. We are the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Be right back. Yeah, 47-47. And these two teams both very close in the standings. What a great game. 15-53 to go. Friel will find his way to the line. And the first one is good. And he backs up. The second one is short and taken down by Davis. Edmiston out on the right wing. He's got Friel plastered to him. Big time D. Hayes, who's been a little quiet tonight. Hayes takes it in deep. Seth from the top of the key, no. Yamzon with a save. Falling out of bounds, Tanner Nelson. Squeezes it to the right side. Lang goes up, no. Oh, Seth had it. Oh, he had a clean rebound and threw it away. He gets another one, and this time he holds on to it. Two players in the backcourt, Friel and Davis. Tauatari goes in, and they wave off the shot as he walked. I'm not sure Booker agreed with the call, but here we go. Friel to the other end. Very quickly, 15 minutes exactly, and he's able to convert another two. 50-47. And the Penguins are going to have to get it going here. Just dig a little bit deeper, because what they got going right now is not working. Matt Hayes straight away. Three ball Hayes! And that is working! Tauatari with a perfect assist to find Hayes all alone and give him that extra split second with which to consider the particular shot, and Hayes ties it. 50 up. Yamzon, long three, right side, good. 53-50. Hayes again, and Tauatari repays the favor. Left elbow, Rio. 1 point game, 53-52. Both teams matching. The Penguins are going to have to do something to break this rhythm up, because they cannot continue to just match baskets. Stolen by Tauatari on a hard pass. He takes it himself up and under. No, Davis is right there. Davis hits the deck hard.
His right elbow hard. Davis is hurt. Nope. He pops up. Davis was down for a moment and made yours truly very nervous. For a second there, I thought Davis had maybe damaged his right elbow more than in fact happened. 13:33 to go. It's a one-point game. Penguins on D. Penguin women, 97-81 over the Lady Seasiders. Here's Yamzon right side again. A long two. Yamzon out on the right wing. Boy, that guy has nails. Penguins take it the other way. Hayes takes it himself. And amid heavy traffic has it batted away. Friel all alone and whistles. Friel very close range in the low post. Left side draws a whistle as the bucket does not go. Davis picks up his second. And Friel on the line. And this is good. 56-52 with 13:06 to go. And the Penguins need to turn the mo. And the second one goes. They need to get this momentum back and hold it. Because any momentum that they had earlier, midway through the first half, is long gone. A 10-point advantage is now 5 down. And that is not the style of basketball that the Penguins are used to to playing. They're great front runners, in fact. And reaching in from behind was Friel. So Tauatari will bring it in front of the broadcasting area, and he gets it into Seth. And Turner back over to Rio, and he drifts over to the left side as Davis at the top of the key goes to Edmiston. And Seth takes it himself. Oh, and he drew a whistle from close range as he launched it, and it would not fall. Corey Lang picks up his first. And that puts Turner back on the line. Turner, the lefty, buries the first one without any trouble whatsoever. 12:46 as Seth heads back to the line. On the way, perfect. Just perfect. 57-54. Seasiders with the advantage, 12:40 to go. Second half action. Friel's got it. All the way left side, Yamzon, three ball, good. And this guy can shoot. At 5'7", you would think he's not a credible threat. And he has poured in three of the most graceful, perfect arcing shots, 2 3-pointers in a long deuce, followed by Matt Hayes out on the left wing, and he buries an easy three, seemingly so. Like Yamzon, Matt Hayes with that graceful arc, 60-57. These guys are making it look easy. 25 feet. Hayes has a couple of them outside of 24, I'd say, tonight, including that last play. 11:50 to go. The Penguins trail by 3. Left side. Oh, Ornair. Check it. Seth had a hand on it. And a long deuce from the right wing by Lang goes long. Goes out of bounds, and somehow it goes off of Tauatari. Media timeout, everybody. NC2A, Division II, Penguin basketball right here at Dominican University of California. Be right back.
Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know, in 1917, Dominican College was the first Catholic college to grant the BA degree to women. Dominican College of San Rafael became Dominican University of California at the beginning of the 2000-2001 academic year. This change recognized the university's graduate degree program, diverse student body, and global perspective. DU Did You Know, brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
Well. DU, did you know? And if you didn't know that, well, it's just one of the many factoids and snippets of really important and fun information about our beloved Dominican University of California. Yours truly, Stuart Horn, riding solo this week. I'll have my full radio crew back with me when classes resume. Our next broadcast, 48 hours from now, holy names, the Hawks in the house, regional rivals, Cross Bay. Women at 5:30 and the guys at 7:30. I'll be here for that one. And Saturday night, Notre Dame, Dana Moore, the Argonauts. Oh, they'll be here. All in the Conlin Center, all on Penguin Radio. Back underway now, everybody. 11 and a half to go. 60-57, the Penguins trail. Lang's got the ball with Seth Thomas. Absolutely. Seth Turner absolutely plastered to him. 11 and a half. And Davis kicks the ball, and it goes out off the end line. So Davis was just doing everything he could to somehow get the ball away from Friel. Wolf Graham enters, or re-enters, I should say, and the DUs are back on defense as Wolf Graham's got it with Christopher Schwartz Edmiston in his face, and now Davis joins the party, and Wolf Graham's in trouble, and he's able to get it back off to Friel with four on the shot clock, and I don't know if he knows, but he's got to get rid of it, and there's a shot clock violation. Well, it looks like he walked with it before he launched it. The shot clock had run out as well. And interestingly enough, the ball fell in the bucket, but of course, no score. Well, kind of a line drive, but I don't think he even knew that he had run out of time. It didn't seem like he knew. Here's Matt Hayes, left side, three. Oh, just a little bit right. Hayes with that smooth stroke, just ever so slightly right at 10:45 to go. 60-57. And Wolf Graham's got it. Back over to Yamzon, who goes up against Tawatari. 10 and a half, Yamzon again. That's four in a row from long range. Yamzon with three threes and the huge deuce. And when at 5'7", he's not going to get a lot of opportunities down low. So he takes it and backs up a step, shakes off the defender, and has about as smooth a buttery stroke as you can imagine. Tawatari drives in, and the bucket counts, and the whistle for a good old Rio. Here's Ornair to re-enter in place of Edmiston. Here's Muduakor in place of Seth Turner. Also, Mendoza prepares to re-enter the game. And Tawatari knocks it down. Rio to the bench. And the 5'8", Quentin Mendoza makes his way out onto the floor. 10 minutes exactly, fans. Penguins trail by three. The steal set up by Mendoza just made it too hard. And now the Penguins have, they had numbers for a moment, but now the Seasiders sink back in. Settle in for defensive position. Here's a long three. Mendoza ties the game! 63 up. 9.5 to go. Yamzon brings it up. Corey Lang is in trouble. He has to hand it off to Friel. 9:10 to go. Friel's got it with Matt Hayes plastered to him. Friel drifts over to the right, has trouble with Ornair, three on the shot clock, takes it himself with 1 second on the shot clock. The three-pointer goes, 66-63. Mendoza with that huge three brings it up.
Left side, Hayes. Ornaire sets the screen. Muduakor with a head fake and takes it himself softly. Reverend flies into the middle of the key and just softs one in there. Oh, was that pretty. From the right side, Muduakor. Oh, that was sweet. Salumane Wolfgram walks with it. And he'll head to the bench. Justin Park re-enters along with Tanner Nelson. It's a one-point ball game, and the DUs have it. 8:20 to go. Clock rolls. Mendoza brings it across the timeline, goes between the legs, being guarded by Yamzon. Now Hayes steps out to the left side, then backs up. Right side, Ramirez thinks about it. Ramirez drops the shoulder. Oh, Carl had a clean look at a three, but goes up and under, loose ball on the rim. Who's got it? Davis. They wave off the bucket. Foul is committed by Tanner Nelson. An immediate timeout. Well, this one is coming right down to the wire, folks, as we suspected it might. Penguins, as mentioned, 2-1 in conference against the 3-1 Seasiders out of BYU, Hawaii. Radio.Dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide. We are the official radio station here at Dominican University of California.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. Around 2,200 students make up our diverse population. Our students come from 58 counties in California and 27 states. Also, they come from 19 different countries. And 48% of our students come from ethnically diverse backgrounds. DU Did You Know, brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, the DJs of Penguin Radio and all of these little snippets of important campus information. Stuart Horn with you for the final run. 7:54 to go in a one-point ball game. Holy cow. These one-pointers, they are great, but they grind on you, especially when you live and die with a team. All right, folks, here we go. Penguins on offense. Muduakor brings it in. The clock rolls. We're inside of 8 minutes. Hayes has got it. Oh, Hayes almost had a giveaway. No look over to Rev, but he can't do anything with it, and he passes it off wisely to Quentin Mendoza. Top of the key, Ornaire, 17 on the shot clock. Hayes, left wing. Hayes thinks about it, drives in. Hayes up and under. Hayes scores the deuce! And they wave it off. Oh, brother, Hayes with an athletic move, a very acrobatic move, goes up and under, finds the bottom, and they wave it off and charge Hayes with the foul. Matt to the bench. Christopher Schwartz Edmiston makes his way back out onto the floor. Chris, 7.5 to go, 1 point game, Penguins on D. And they work it down low. Friel is able to find Ian Harward. And Harward at 6'11", when he jumps and extends those arms, he's way above the rim and was just able to soft it in. Well, kind of a classic play. Very nearly an alley-oop, but the only difference really is that Harward was lying in wait and just timed his jump perfectly. 68-65 as the Penguins cannot score. And the rebound by Ornaire after the missed shot by Nelson gives the Penguins an opportunity. Christopher Schwartz Edmiston pass back off to Ornaire. Ooh, boy, kind of close to a high dribble there. Davis into the corner, fires it back over to Muduakor, 8 on the shot clock, now 7. He's going between the legs, 5. Christopher Schwartz Edmiston, 3 on the way, in and out. Harward with the rebound. It gets away, and Yamzon comes up with it. Oh, the loose balls are going the way of the BYU's right now. Three-point ball game. Penguins better hold right here. Friel throws it over to Nelson. And Nelson's able to bury a long, yeah, it's a three ball. 71-65 with 6 minutes to go. And Booker wants a timeout. Things are getting away from the DUs, and this game is getting, it's getting late. 5:55, be right back. Right here on Penguin Radio, the radio home of the Penguins.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. Many of the buildings on Dominican campus are large mansions that were once homes. In fact, one of the buildings, Meadowlands Hall, was actually the summer home of the Michael DeYoung family. Many of you are already familiar with this family. Ever heard of the DeYoung Museum in San Francisco? Oh! Michael DeYoung was an American journalist who founded the Daily Dramatic Chronicle in San Francisco, the predecessor of the San Francisco Chronicle.
Extra, extra! Read all about it!
The summer home was purchased in 1918 and has since been transformed into a state-of-the-art health science facility that now houses the departments of nursing and occupational therapy. DU Did You Know, brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
All right, well, thank you very much, DJ Soundwave. One of the many DJs here on Penguin Radio. A lot of student programming going on during the semester. And, of course, all of the athletic events held at the Conlin Center. You'll hear them right here worldwide on Penguin Radio. 5:55 to go. 71-65. Penguins trail. Booker has called a timeout, and that timeout has come to an end. 5:55 in the second half. And Turner's back in there for Booker, along with Tauatari and Mutu Akor, CSE and Ornair. Tauatari top of the key, three ball, too much window. Loose ball, who's got it? They do. Friel comes up with it, softly, as the ball just found its way right to him. 5.5 to go, Yamzon. Friel looking for a place to put it, and Mutu Akor is staying just an arm's length away. Now Mutu Akor gets wrapped up under the bucket with Justin Park. Mutu Akor is credited with the rejection, but it looks like he got hit in the chin. He's okay. These guys are tough. Boy, are they tough. They've fallen all over the place. Mutu Akor just took an elbow right in the chin, but he's fine. He's the last guy to complain. Here's a shot on goal from the right side by Justin Park. He missed it. The Penguins cannot get the rebound. Subsequently, Corey Lang is found in the left corner and buries a long three ball inside of 5 minutes. 74-65. Penguins really looking to go 3-1 here as Mutu Akor goes in hard and is able to cross over to the left side and knock it down. And finally, the Penguins are able to put some numbers up after what seemed to be an eternity, or at least a couple of minutes. 74-67. We're inside of 4.5, and it's starting to get serious now. And timeout has been called by BYU. And that was a good move, I believe, on the part of Coach Wagner in his 26th season. Guy knows when to call a timeout. He had his player wrapped up. We'll be right back right here on Penguin Radio.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that Dominican has nearly 100 original Ansel Adams photographs in their private collection that were taken between 1932 and 1952? Interestingly enough, these photographs were found accidentally scattered across campus by a DU alumna in the 1980s. You can see a portion of the photographs in Edge Hill Mansion. DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah, I've seen that Ansel Adams collection early in his career. The Dominican sisters had hired Adams to shoot a whole series, several series, in fact, of promotional pictures about at which time, of course, we were called Dominican College. And it's really quite amazing if you get a chance ever to come to campus and see the Ansel Adams collection that you recognize these pictures of Mount Tam and other things that Adams incorporated into the pictures themselves, along with, of course, the student subjects, because he used students in those promotional shots. Kind of fun to see San Rafael and Marin County 70 years ago. 4:25 to go, 74-67. Penguins had the momentum and they owned this thing at one point. And BYU has hung with them and played them very, very tough. And a lot of it has come thanks to this man, Friel, and Harward for that. Oh, there's another loose ball that gets away from the Penguins. And for a moment, it looked like the DUs were going to get a break. And they have just been sans break. Anything, it seems, in the second half. They've still got 4 minutes and 16 seconds with which to work. End line, Yamzon, softly, missed it. Loose ball, Friel with a rebound. 4-10, 360, spinner, Friel, window, good. Just incredible. 4 minutes to go exactly, and Edmiston has Friel plastered to him. He rides him to the top of the key. And Turner. Now over to Reverend. Oh boy, Mutuakor almost stepped out of bounds right in front of the Penguin bench. CSE drives in. CSE in trouble. And he's fouled by Harward. And that's only his third. Christopher Schwartz Edmiston stands on the line, on the way. Good. And that's what the DUs needed, big time. Edmiston makes them both. 76-69, 3:40 to go. And the DUs better dig deep right now. They cannot match baskets, obviously, at this point. They're going to have to create a couple of turnovers. Coach Wagner's got his big squad in, and Tawatari has it go right through the fingertips. And BYU's going to maintain the possession. 3:22 to go. Penguins trail by only seven. But a 26-year coaching veteran is one of the last guys to cough up a lead down the stretch. He's been in this position a few times, I'd say. Although good old Booker T. Harris has been there himself. And it's oftentimes in the final 3 minutes of a close game when it really does come down to coaching. First one by Harward is good. The 6'11 senior Harward out of Orem, Utah, toes the line. An 8-point lead, making it nine, and he does. 3:22 to go. Wolf Graham re-enters. It's big men across the board with the exception of Yamzon, the crafty 5'7 junior. Tawatari from the top of the key has Wolf Graham on him and he fouls Rio. And Wolf Graham picks up his second, and very quickly Wolf Graham is out. He came in for 15 seconds. Fouled Rio and gets yanked.
On the line is Josh Ramirez as Ornair gets ready to re-enter. Ramirez knocks down the first one. And the second one is good. Well, coming down the stretch, the Penguins have been really good from the line. Carl comes in. And Ramirez heads back. 3:12 to go. 7-point game, 78-71. Penguins on D. Oh, and all of a sudden, Turner's turning it on. He's got Lang wrapped up, and Lang is going to have to give it away. 10 seconds on the shot clock, and here's where Coach Wagner's going to start working the clock as Friel goes back and forth. He waits out the clock, 4 seconds on it. Friel missed it left side, fires it over to Matt Hayes, back to Tawatari. Three ball, Rio! 78-74, 2.5 to go. Yamzon brings it up. Tawatari with a masterful three ball. At the point in the game when the D's needed it, Friel goes up off the window and scores the deuce. Clock rolls. Turner inbounds, Riel. Penguins need a turnover. Just one would go a long way. Ornair to Rio, top of the key, drives in. Turner three ball on the way. Oh, deep, loose ball. Hayes puts it back. No, another loose ball. And finally, of course, Harward at 6'11 hauls it in. 1:41 to go, Yams on, left side. 6-point ball game with a buck and a half. Friel, stutter steps, back and forth, and finally, with all of the 360 spinning, walks with it. And there's the turnover the Penguins needed. 6-point ball game, 90, check it, 84 seconds to go. 80-74. Rio brings it up. Tawatari calls out the play, 1:21. Not a lot of time with which to goof around. Penguins got to get tight. Turner, oh, drives in and throws it away, and Friel's got it. And that's trouble. Rio goes in against Justin Park with 1:07 to go. And that ball thrown away hurts. Tawatari takes the foul. Park at the line for BYU. 1:07 to go. This puts Park on the line. And he misses the first one. Ramirez returns to your Penguins. Ramirez is back in there, and Ornair is back to the bench. .107 to go. Justin Park makes it a 7-point ball game as he knocks this one down. It's serious now. 7 is a lot more than 6 at this point. Tawatari calls off the play. Edmiston three ball, limp wrist, no. Everybody goes after it, and the Penguins come up with it. Edmiston up and under, floating, no. Friel with the rebound. Friel comes up with it. 45 seconds to go. Whistles. And that's trouble. That is trouble. Edmiston had to draw the foul just to break up the play. 81-74. Desperation time. Friel misses the first one deep. Blood. Wolf Graham prepares to re-enter, and the second one is good. And now it's 8, and the Penguins got to get to work. Big time. They need 3 threes, or they need a 3 and a foul, a couple of 3s and a foul. That'd be nice. Tawatari comes up. Tawatari high dribbling. Cauchari three ball over Wolfgram. In and out. Loose ball. Wolfgram's got the rebound. Heaves it up the length of the court. All the way to Justin Park, all alone. And they wave off the basket. Park had it all alone after Wolfgram heaved it the length of the court. And Friel off ball. As a result, Friel off ball. Well, I'm not sure exactly what the call was. All I know is that he was off ball. I don't know if he was offside or what happened. 32 and a half seconds to go, and it may not matter 8 points. Tawatari's got it. Over to Matt Hayes, who fires a three and misses it right. The desperation three. Tawatari's got it from the free throw line. In and out, loose ball. Penguins got to get something to fall. Hayes fires one a mile in the air and can't get it to go. And that's three shots with 11 seconds to go, and the Penguins are dead. So Edmiston just picked up his second in that series of three shots on goal. But with 11.1 seconds to go. And Corey Lang on the line. The DUs have, they've got real trouble. And that's an understatement. You need a little more than 11 seconds with which to work under these circumstances. At any rate, the freebies are both good, and it's a 10-point ball game. And here comes Rio. And now Matt's got it with nine, and the Seasiders just going to let him in. And Hayes knocks down an easy deuce. And Wolfgram, with 7 seconds to go, brings it in. And they get it to Friel, who is immediately fouled. And so all 10 men will lumber to the other end of the court, where Friel will attempt a pair, as the Penguins are well within the double bonus. And Friel knocks down the first one, and the Dominicans are going to have some work to do after this break. The second one is good. 86-76. Penguins trail Rio with 4 seconds. They bring it up. Tawatari fires the three, and that's the ball game, fans. And the final score, 86-76, BYU Hawaii. The Seasiders have gotten past the Penguins. Penguin men move to 2-2 in conference, while the Seasiders move to 4-1 in conference. Penguin women were winners tonight, 97-81, moving to 3-1 in conference and moving the Lady Seasiders to 1-3. Well, the Penguins had all of the pieces in place, certainly, in the first half in impressive fashion. But somewhere in the locker room, the magic occurs. And Ken Wagner, a 26-year coaching veteran, was able to inspire his guys to the extent they were able to come back and get the Penguins ultimately by 10. We hope you've enjoyed tonight's broadcast. I certainly have had a great night here with you at the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, yours truly, signing off, saying so long from the Conlon Center, and I hope that you'll be with us 48 hours from now. Holy Names will be in the house 2 nights from now, Thursday night, the 7th, and we'll have 5:30 women, 7:30 guys, right here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Good night, everybody.